This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Tel Aviv, it's a mild and sunny afternoon, perfect for a stroll outside. Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze and clear skies. While in Haifa, the temperatures are comfortable with plenty of sun. A warm evening is expected across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon dilemma. Will fighting resume on two fronts amid Hezbollah concerns? This comes from Ynet earlier today. Also during the ceasefire, Defense Minister Katz launched a threat, stating Qassem will pay with his head. That's from Walla in the past hour. Also this hour, Iran weighs U.S. talks as the ceasefire deadline nears. I-24 News reported this earlier today. Separately, political pressure and civil initiatives are straining Israel-Europe relations. That's from Israel Hayom Hebrew this afternoon. And finally, Trump, on the eve of new ceasefire talks, insists Israel never talked me into the war with Iran. JTA provided this update from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News reported just minutes ago that Defense Minister Katz, during a state memorial, vowed Hezbollah's disarmament despite the ceasefire. I-24News_EN posted a short time ago that Katz threatened Hezbollah's chief, emphasizing disarmament as the goal in Lebanon. Al-Arabiya Eng shared just minutes ago that the Iranian-flagged ship Tuska, seized by U.S. forces, likely carried items deemed dual use by Washington. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon, there are growing concerns about a possible escalation as the Trump-imposed ceasefire holds. As reported by Ynet, the Israeli public is eager for a decisive move against Hezbollah, yet military restraint persists. This uncertainty leaves regional stability hanging in the balance. Turning to the defense minister's statement, Katz spoke at a memorial at Mount Herzl, highlighting the intention to dismantle Hezbollah. Walla reports that despite the current ceasefire, Israel is prepared to continue its campaign if necessary. This signals a firm stance amidst ongoing tensions. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker has expressed strong resistance to U.S. talks under pressure, according to I-24 News. With the ceasefire deadline looming, anxiety rises over potential escalations. The outcome could affect diplomatic relations across the Middle East. Separately, Israel's relations with Europe face challenges as Spain pushes to cancel an EU association agreement. Israel Hayom reports that internal EU pressure is mounting. The outcome may redefine trade and political ties between Israel and Europe. And in the U.S., President Trump is countering claims that Israel influenced his decisions on Iran. JTA covers his assertion that Netanyahu did not sway the U.S. into conflict. This narrative could impact U.S.-Israel relations moving forward. Turning to business and markets. First, Stage One Ventures has promoted Netanel Meir to general partner and Avi Shulman to partner. This comes as the firm closes a $165 million fund, strengthening its leadership, reports CTEC. Separately, after a freeze by the High Court, the Finance Committee has approved nearly 10 million shekels for Haredi education. Israel Hayom Business highlights the renewed funding amidst ongoing debates. And finally, the IDF plans to issue a tender for 12,000 Israeli-made assault drones. Globes reports this move reflects a strategic shift towards drone warfare. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.